So how can you overcome the limited ego that is causing mischief and ruining your life like a cancer? How can you overcome this cancer within and align with divine power so that you can experience complete freedom and actualize your potential? So the ego is the personal will, the limited will, the lower consciousness, lower will. Basically, it's very limited, it doesn't have much power, and it's only interested in narcissistic, addictive things that don't get us anywhere. More drugs, more entertainment, more this, more that. The ego is the lower I, the body conscious I. I am this person, I am this position, I deserve this, I want this, I have this thing. Ego is I and mine. It bases its reality upon external things and thinks that getting more stuff and getting more position and getting more praise somehow is the secret to life. When in fact all that happens is we become addicts and miserable, craving beasts that live in a life of endless craving, which really doesn't feel very good. So what do? Divine will, higher will or higher consciousness is an energy field, a higher energy field that is beyond the gravity of this limited ego. It is a state of consciousness that is beyond time, beyond space, beyond personal opinion, and is a state of power and peace and fullness. And when you're aligned with this state, you experience a life where you go from feeling full to feeling full to feeling full, you know, feeling satisfied, satisfied, contented, 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 while the ego is craving, craving, craving. And even if you give it something, what happens to an addict? If you're addicted to something, you feed the addiction and it kind of goes away a little bit and then it comes back even worse. Yeah, so it's an endless cycle of craving. Whereas higher consciousness is a state of fullness and freedom. So how do we experience higher consciousness? Humbly accept, number one is humbly accept that the ego has failed you. This is so important, yeah, because without humility, we can't move forward. And just having that humility in itself does miracles. I'll give you a quick story. Alcoholics Anonymous, the group Alcoholics Anonymous, they wrote a book back in 1939, the big book. You might have even read it, maybe. And the 12-step programs that AA has and other, you know, 12-step programs, Narcotics Anonymous, Sex Addicts Anonymous, Food Addicts Anonymous, all these different 12-step groups, they all follow basically some similar version of this. And the very first thing, very first step, is the acknowledgement that they are powerless over this addiction. Yeah, humble. Start with humility. And then, second thing, is to align with a higher power, to recognize that God, a higher power, higher energy field is needed to help them come out of it. And this is the same for us, regardless of whether we're, you know, alcoholics or anything like that. The ego is a problem. It's an addiction in itself. Yeah, lower consciousness is in itself like an addiction. So first thing we have to do is just humbly admit the ego. I'm addicted to the ego. The ego is, I can't, like, it's a mess. I need help. I can't do this on my own. The ego can't solve its own problems. It's just spinning and gets worse. So we need higher power. So the very first thing is humility. I humbly recognize deep in the heart that my ego has caused me tons of problems and I am powerless over getting out of this situation by myself. I can't do this on my own. Yeah, number one. So anytime you feel in a lower state, just first thing is come back to this humility. I can't do this alone. My ego is a troublemaker. Second thing is to stop blocking higher consciousness. So in other words, be open and willing to even experience higher consciousness. Yeah, so I am willing to experience higher levels of being, higher levels of consciousness. I am willing to experience higher states of being, and I'm going to stop blocking this. Yeah, just willingness to be open to it. And then thirdly is where the floodgates open and we're willing to surrender our life, surrender your life to a higher power, to divine light, to divine will, to God's grace. Surrendering your life, aligning your life with the highest good for all. Yeah, so you're basically moving from me, narcissistic, everything's all selfish, I want, craving state of being, to I am surrendered to whatever's the highest good for all, and I'm willing to receive God's light, divine light, powerful light. I'm willing to feel that grace and that light over me, like a warm blanket of bliss, powerful rays of light. And I'm willing to act and align my thoughts, words, and actions to be in concurrence, in alignment with this energy. That means being of service to others. It means not going along with crazy addictions. It means thinking pure thoughts. It means getting down on my knees and being humble in front of the Lord from a pure place. This isn't about religion. This isn't about being caught up in some sort of system. This is about pure spiritual practice where it's you and your relationship with God and humbly receiving that energy, humbly receiving that light. So let's just recap for a moment. How do we get higher consciousness? Number one, we recognize the ego has failed us and is causing trouble, mischief, not working out for us. So we are willing, yeah, just clarity and humility. Second thing, I'm willing to stop blocking higher consciousness. And I'm willing to have higher consciousness. I'm just willing to have it all, yeah, to start with. And then we remember that we are spiritual beings, we're children of God, and we're willing to align our lives with this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful light, like rays of peace, rays of light, as if there's constant blessings and power raining down from on high into your soul, filling you with peace and grace and power. And what we do, what we do in this alignment, this third step is really the most important thing. What do? We surrender lower consciousness. So if, let's say, for example, you're feeling angry, yeah? You're pissed off about something. So what would you do? You would remember, all right, my ego hasn't served me. My ego is upset about something, fair enough. So it's not going to do me any good. Beating people up and running around isn't going to solve the problem. So I recognize my ego can't handle this. Second thing, I'm willing to experience higher consciousness. And then the third thing is you surrender that anger. You let that anger come up and you say, oh Lord, dear God, take this away from me, take this away from me, take this away. And you give it up as if you're holding it in your hands and surrendering up into the sky. You let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. So I'm not going to go along with this. I'm letting it go. And as you let go, you start to feel lighter and you start to receive in return divine grace. Yeah, so you give something up and you get something back. But oftentimes there's more anger. Yeah, it's not just one little surrender. You don't just sit there and say, okay, I surrender this and that's it. I'm done. No more anger. That's the end of it for me. Yeah, it's not as simple as that. There's more anger underneath that. Yeah, there's more rage. There's more of this stuff. So you do it again. All right, I'm going to give this next round of anger up as well. Okay, dear God, take this away. I'm surrendering it up. Give it up as if surrendering it. You're saying, I'm not going to act on this. I'm not going to go along with this. I'm disowning this. I'm letting it go. Yeah, I don't need this. I'm not buying into it. Up it goes, up it goes, up it goes. And then you start to receive naturally the power starts to come in. Because as you give something up, you create space and you receive higher consciousness. So a big part of the practice is just letting go, remembering what's going on and letting it go. So this is an ongoing practice. There's a great book I recommend called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender. Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David Hawkins. Great book. Recommend you buy that book and read it. Yeah, help you with the letting go practice. It's very good. And we talk about this more in the program as well and have lots of other things. But you just got to get started somewhere. So number one, I'm humbly aware that the ego has failed me and not doing me any good. I'm willing to experience higher consciousness, is step two. And I'm going to let go, let go, let go. And align my life with divine will. What does it mean to align with divine will? It means that I'm going to act in a way that is the highest good for all. So the ego opens the fridge and sees that someone ate your slice of cake and is like, oh my God, they've eaten my cake, and you want to sort of crush their skull. Crush their skull. They shouldn't have eaten my cake. Yeah, that's not that's not the highest good. The highest good is to say, you know what, blessings, I'm sure they enjoyed it. Blessings, yeah. Give up the anger to God. Surrender to the highest state of being. What can you do to be aligned with grace? So this is an ongoing practice of surrendering the negativity and receiving God's light. And the fourth thing, the last thing, is to readjust your life. Adjust your life, change your lifestyle, so that you are exposed to high vibe things as much as possible and reduce low vibe things, low vibration things. Yeah. So what does that mean practically? It means studying high vibration texts and books. It means doing the meditation and prayer practices that we've talked about in the program. It means actually doing the spiritual practice, making time for spiritual practice. Yeah. It means listening to high vibe music, like classical music, surrounding yourself with beautiful things, fine arts, spending time in nature. So it means surrounding yourself with high vibe things that support you, a supportive high vibration environment with high vibration people, and everything as much as possible is supportive of your spiritual growth. And it also means removing toxic relationships, toxic music, toxic foods, toxic company, people that are sucking you down, because it's a bit hard for you to break free from this habit of the ego, this cancer, if you're surrounded with a toxic environment. It's a bit like if someone is trying to get well from a disease, yeah, and they're eating junk food and they've got all these nasty people around them giving them a hard time. Yeah, they're watching horror shows on TV all the time, listening to terrible music and eating, you know, the nastiest stuff ever. Yeah, drinking pints and pints and pints of whiskey. Yeah, they're not going to get well very easily. Yeah, but if you put them in a supportive environment where they're surrounded with nature and loving people and the best nutrition and high vibe music, and they're practicing the spiritual practices, yeah, the chances of them improving, getting healthy again physically, are greatly increased. So the fourth thing is that you change your lifestyle so that you avoid toxic stuff, yeah? So when I had my spiritual experience and I chose this higher path when I was 18, I just stopped going out with my friends. I was like, you know what? Going out and drinking loads and loads of beer and being around all these people who were drunk and doing loads of drugs, it just wasn't aligned with divine will, you know? Because, you know, it's hard to get up and do your meditation after 10 pints, you know? And if you want to have a spiritual life, then of course it's different from having a worldly life of just doing the same thing everyone else does. And I remember, funnily enough, one of my friends from all those years ago, we all used to, when this was years ago, when we used to go out drinking every night, on a Friday he had to work a bit later. So by the time he joined us in the pub, we were already, you know, very drunk. And he told me one week, he said, when I arrive on Friday night and I'm still sober and everyone's drunk, I wonder, where are my friends and who are these bunch of idiots? Yeah, he was like, who are these idiots? Where are my friends gone? Yeah, but then once he had had a few pints, then he became a bunch of idiots with us all, you know, because we're all off our heads, and so you don't notice it. And that's what I found when I had a spiritual experience and I stopped drinking. I still went out to the pubs and the events for a while. And what I realized, I remember sitting there very distinctly. I remember this one experience. I went out Friday night. I thought, let me not be too extreme. Let me at least go out sometime. So I went out and I sat there in this pub and I got this pineapple juice. It was a bizarre experience buying pineapple juice rather than beer. So anyway, I was sitting there with my little glass of pineapple juice on this little bench. Everyone else is knocking back their 10 pints. And I noticed, I started talking to people, you know, they're all drunk. And I remember these various people I was talking to on the table I was sitting on. This one girl, her life was a total disaster and this and that and this and that was happening. And I remember just thinking, you poor thing, like, this is the worst place you could be. Like, you're in such a state, and this is, like, the worst environment. And I talked to someone else, drama, 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 drama. And I realized that everyone I was talking to, majority of the people there, they could be doing other things that would be solving their problems in their life a lot better than the 10 pints a night method. And of course, you know, we were teenagers and it was a bit extreme time. But I realized that this environment that I was in wasn't serving me. I also recognized that the foods I was eating, and there's lots of things. So I'm not going to tell you have to do this and have to do that. I'm going to leave it to you. It's your karma, it's your life. But number four, If you want to raise your vibration and change your life, then align yourself, surround yourself with high vibe things. Create a high vibration lifestyle and surround yourself with high vibration things. Because as soon as you do that, you are in a different energy field and you're in a supportive environment. So at the very beginning of the program, what we're going to be teaching you is a daily practice that will make your life much, much better, yeah, aligning with a much more spiritual way of living, and then also some suggestions on high vibe things that you can be doing and studying and listening to and that are going to support you. Yeah, because the main thing is aligning with the spiritual energy, aligning with divine light. That is a spiritual practice, that is a style of living. As I'm talking to you, I can be surrendering, letting go, letting go, letting go right now. Yeah, I can do this as I'm talking to you. You can do this all day long. This isn't something that, you know, you can only do once a week or something. You can do it all the time. The more you let go of negativity, the more joy you feel, the lighter everything is, the more wonderful life is. Ah, wonderful. So to recap, how do you experience higher states of consciousness? Number one, humble, 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 humble. The ego is a cancer. It's failed me. It's jailed me. Yeah, I'm not here to feed cravings all day long. It doesn't work. Yeah, humbly aware, this, I can't get out of this on my own. The ego is a troublemaker. I need something better, something else. Number two, stop blocking higher consciousness. Be willing to experience higher states of consciousness. Number three, surrender negativity to God, to divine will, to divine power. So give it up. It's a practice of surrendering, let it go, and receive grace, receive the power, receive the light. And then number four, create a lifestyle that is supportive of your evolution. Create a supportive environment for yourself as much as you possibly can. You know, I'll just give you a practical example. Where I live and where I have been living for many years is surrounded with beauty. Yeah, I mean, I can live anywhere in the world, so I live in very beautiful places. And I have only high vibration good company. I read very high vibration spiritual material on a regular basis. I listen to high vibration music, eat pure simple foods, and practice meditation regularly, yeah? And avoid all this toxic lower consciousness stuff, lower consciousness situations, you know, all the things that drag us down. I avoid them. I kind of remove them from my life. Because they're a problem, yeah? It's addictive to the ego. So in other words, replacing something that is not serving you, that's weakening you, with something that strengthens you. So this is it. Yeah, this is the secret. This is the secret to everything. Your state of consciousness affects every single thing in your life. And so the most important thing for you to do is to align yourself with a lifestyle and a way of being that is supportive of you letting go of negativity and experiencing higher levels of consciousness. And as you do these practices, as you let go of negativity, as you align yourself with divine will, and you surrender to the highest good for all, as you surrender to the highest good for all, your life is about service, it's about being an instrument of God's grace, being of service to yourself, to others, and to God. Reaching your highest potential for yourself so you can serve others and for God. The highest, you know, as you do this, you live in a different world. Yeah, it's like walking up that ladder we talked about earlier, that levels of consciousness. As you go up in the ladder, you start to experience a more elevated space. You start to fly. So from walking, you start to fly. Yeah, you can fly. We're here to fly. You're a spiritual being after all. You're an eternal spiritual being, and you are here to fly. And you fly by having these wonderful higher states of consciousness. You enter the magic world of joy and freedom, and your state increases, your joy increases, your freedom increases, and your whole life gets better. And then it's easy to manifest wealth and joy and freedom and good relationships. As your level of consciousness raises, your vibrations increase, everything else gets better. Because higher levels of consciousness means higher levels of power. And the more power you have, the more able you are to do things. So someone with a higher level of consciousness thinks about something and then manifests it. Yeah, brings it into life. Someone with a lower level of consciousness thinks about something and nothing happens, and then they worry about something not happening, and then they attract things they don't want. Yeah? So the more spiritual power you have, the more able you are to manifest things. And also the less you need, the happier you are. Yeah? Because as you let go of all these desires, you feel that you're actually very happy anyway, and everything is just a bonus. So the big upgrade, the huge upgrade, the life-changing upgrade is to align your life with the highest good, to surrender your life to being of service to God, to the light, to a higher power, and create a lifestyle that allows you to evolve and evolve and evolve and evolve so that you can be the greatest expression of yourself, which is going to be the greatest service to everyone. And it's going to be the best life you could possibly have. So that's the secret. Abandon the ego and all its absurd games that could otherwise waste your entire life and never get anywhere. Abandon it. Give it up. Abandon it. Free yourself from it. Get out of that cage. Break down the walls of that jail. And align yourself with higher levels of consciousness, come into the grace, open the floodgates, come through the gateway into the kingdom of joy and freedom, and align your life with that. And all the practices and the ways of being that we're going to teach you in the program, all the things we're sharing with you are going to help you to do this. Yeah, but just keep remembering the essence. You're awesome. Wishing you all the best. May you have a joyful, wonderful life of higher consciousness and freedom and peace. And may you experience the complete fulfillment of your highest potential in this life, starting right now. Aloha.